Welcome to the Go Beyond Health podcast. My name is Dr. Stacey Mobley. I am a women's health expert, speaker, and thought leader. This show was created for busy professionals and entrepreneurs by a busy doctor and entrepreneur. My goal is to share with you invaluable insights, tools, and tips around how to use health as your platform to live more, make more, and be more. You can rock your body, mind, soul, and your business all at the same time. Are you ready to embrace a fabulous and enriching life before retirement? Tune in weekly as I share key knowledge nuggets to help you tame chaotic hormones, stress, energy levels, all while shifting your mindset. Head over to simplehealthtalk.com to subscribe and receive free simple health tips, goodies, updates, and more. Hello, welcome to the intro show for Go Beyond Health with Dr. Stacey Mobley. That's me. In the show, I am going to talk a little bit about who I am, my background, who the show is for, why I created the show, and what the show is going to cover. Why you should tune in weekly, and then we'll wrap up. Of course, throughout the show, I'll be sharing more information, but this is just to give you a general intro about me. So let's start with who I am. I kind of feel like I'm interviewing myself, asking myself questions and responding back. Hey, you know, it's whatever works. So I consider myself to be an introverted extrovert. What that is I really like my me time and I don't mind being by myself. You know, you have some people who are the extreme life of the party and they can't survive unless they have 12 people around, which is their things. Nothing wrong with, I'm not like that. I love people. I love interacting with people. I love the connections that I make when I'm out. So when I'm out and I'm interacting with people, I am full on still myself out there. Passionate and also real. But when I'm back in my what I call recharge mode, because I do need that recharge mode, especially after big conferences or meetings and just being around people all day, I'm definitely in my me time mode. And I was born and raised in Georgia. Yes, I am a Georgia peach. And I love the fact that I was born in Georgia. I know a lot of people kind of have little funny sayings about the South, but growing up in the South has really made me who I am today. And I'm so happy that I was born in ATL, Georgia. You can see it through and through. So it's just something that's been a part of my life. And I'll talk more about being a true Southern Belle. And I absolutely love to travel. I do. Like 13, 15 countries down and counting right now. Within the U.S. and abroad, I love to travel. So, you know how you have some people that they've been to every country in the world, but the United States, they've been to two states? Yeah. I'm still working on the combination, but I've definitely been quite a few places and lived quite a few places. And this is what's really sparked and solidified my drive to want and actually have more. That desire to just full on love me, even though I wasn't exactly sure what that meant to be me. And I'm sure some of you can relate to that because we are ever evolving beings. We're constantly learning about ourselves. And that's the beautiful part about life. I was on a journey of experiencing my heart's desires now. No age or number limitation was needed in order to really allow me to live full on. And this started at what? I can bet you can't guess. 12 years old. 12 years old. I remember my mom told me, she said, by the time I was 4 or 5, I knew all the capitals of all the countries in the world. She said she knew by that time. She had never left Georgia or ever been to another country. And she said she knew that I was going to be a global baby. And she was right. I am a global baby. My first trip was to Japan. And I loved every minute of it. Because one thing I learned is learning different languages is great. Trying tasty foods is awesome. And spending time learning another way of life is, you know, it's an amazing gift because not everybody has an opportunity. It's just the most invaluable gift I received was what I actually learned about myself when I stepped outside of my bubble. And getting over that F-E-A-R, or fear of stepping outside of my bubble, has allowed me to experience so many more opportunities in my lifetime, way more than many people that are a lot older than me. And I am really grateful for that. And because I was able to step out of that fear zone, which I've since learned is not real, even though we still get that fear, I'm sure this show is for professionals and business owners. So I know you know all about that fear and what it can do to you and how it has the ability to cripple you. But the beautiful thing about our group, right? The beautiful thing about people like us is that we still push through it. And we realize it is never going to go anywhere. And because we realize that it's never going to go anywhere, we just keep moving. We just keep moving. Because every new level is going to bring a new level of fear for us to conquer. And that's the way I look at that. And just to mention, you know, my travels, I think a big part of me learning more about myself is that 99% of my travels are pretty much, I could safely say pretty much 100% of my travel, I've lived with local families or in a local city outside of the tourist areas. And I've usually spent at least a month or more there in those particular places or cities. So I know some of you guys are wondering, where have I been? So I'll name a couple of them. So my first trip I mentioned was to Japan at the age of 12 or 13. France, I've lived in France as well. Portugal, Spain, Nepal, Thailand, just to name a few places. And I have absolutely grown more into myself, and I can't wait to complete more travel. One continent I have not made it to yet is Africa. I know, choke me. But I'm making my way there as well. So I just want to share that with you guys. So let me dig a little bit deeper into my background. So I've given you a better idea of who I am as a person, which there's always more to learn. But as far as my background, for you credential junkies, I'll start there. So I have my medical degree in naturopathic medicine. Yes, that means I completed 4 years of medical school. This does not mean a certification program, an actual medical degree. I get that question a lot. People are like, oh, I completed that certification program. I'm like, no, you didn't. It was 4 years of definitely medical school. Because we learned all the pharmacology, all the drugs, how to diagnose and treat just like conventional medical doctors, in addition to the natural tools, which I'll dig into later on in this show. And I also have my Master of Public Health with a focus of health policy and management. You may be wondering, does that match? Why the combination? It's because I like to run things. That's why. I love to run things. Yeah, okay, I'll admit it. I'm a little bit of a control freak. But really, it's because I really wanted to make sure I understood every facet of my profession. So there's the actual practicing medicine, and then there's the policy side, what influences how you practice medicine, on top of the management side and how it's managed and run on a daily and yearly basis. I actually completed my master in public health before my medical degree. I just knew I wanted to do something like that. And I have a bachelor in biology and sociology from Emory University in Atlanta, Georgia. That's my alma mater. Yes, go Eagles. Let's talk a little bit about my training. So I mentioned it a little bit earlier, but naturopathic medicine is a way of looking at the body. My philosophy or perspective on health and natural medicine is I believe in the power of options to make informed decisions. I like for my clients, my patients, to make informed decisions. Actually, even if you aren't a patient or client of mine, I enjoy when someone is empowered enough to ask me a question, even without them thinking, oh, I might sound silly, or I don't know if I use the right word. This is your body. You get one, at least for right now, for some of you guys, whatever you believe. But you have to take care of it. And you can't be in that victim mode or being in that false illusion of humbleness by saying, I'm just going to listen to whatever the doctor says. Yes, you should respect other people, period, regardless of titles. But respect yourself, too, and ask questions. Don't be afraid to ask questions for your professionals. And that goes for medical and non-medical professions. Also, trusting your body's ability to heal first. My work with people, as with work with myself, starts within. And then you work your way out. And I'll explain what I mean by that by going into the tools of naturopathic medicine. So the natural medicine world is a little bit different than naturopathic medicine to me. I can make a whole show about that and I will later. But naturopathic medicine is not our tools. Naturopathic medicine is based on two of the points I mentioned earlier, especially trusting your body's innate ability to heal first. Our tools are just nice little additions to that. Our bodies are beautifully created. I mean, imagine, really, come on. Imagine if you had to sit down and remember in between typing a report, your ebook that you have to post for your free gift, or if you're a professional, in between completing your projects that your boss needs in a certain time, you're like, crap, I forgot to tell myself to breathe. Or is it time for me to go poop? Or shoot, I only pee 2 times a day. I forgot to tell myself to pee again. I mean, really? We have enough to deal with. And I'm so grateful that my body is able to function on its own. Because goodness knows if I had control over that part, what life would be like. But I'll just leave it at that. So our tools, which consist of botanical medicine, clinical individualized nutrition, acupuncture, homeopathy, physical medicine, minor surgery. Yes, naturopathic doctors are trained in minor surgery. I do leave the major surgery to surgeons who are trained with that. I have no problem, have no ego with staying within my scope of practice, believe me, because being a doctor is my day job. I love what I do, but yeah, it's my day job. I'm not trying to take over the world. And minor surgery, and what I mean by that, just for you guys who are curious, is we can remove lipomas, we can do stitches, all kinds of good things, remove skin tags and other little growths like seborrheic, keratosis. So we have amazing tools to be able to help our clients and patients heal. The most important thing about naturopathic medicine is the empowerment that it gives back to the patient. It's not about that pill. It's not about whether, and the pill can be a supplement or a medication. It doesn't matter. It's not about the pill. It's not about your next insulin shot. It's not about this. It's about your empowerment. And that's not me saying that you should just cold turkey stop anything, but I do believe in trusting your body first. And there are ways to trust your body and be on medications, and working with someone like me that are trained in both the natural way as well as with pharmacologies and drugs and knowing how to taper you off is really important in a situation like that. So let's go ahead and hop into who this show is for. This show is for entrepreneurial women who are rocking their world and others. I have this mission, this personal mission statement of mine that's become part of my business, that's touch one, inspire many. And what I mean by that is that every entrepreneur, every professional that I work with, and other people too, that's just my market, but I work with whoever is ready to take action, believe me. But with them, I love to work with people who are out inspiring other people. And I don't necessarily mean a speaker. You don't have to be a best-selling author, even though I will work with them too because they're still people. Anybody who's out there that's making a change in someone else's life. Because when I'm able to help that person, empower that person to feel vibrant, to be energetic, to think clearly, they're able to impact their tribe more than I could have ever done by myself. As I mentioned before in the surgeon story, I'm not trying to take over the world, but I know all of us together globally, because I know I have a global show listening to this, all of us together, we can put a pretty big darn dent in inspiring this world. Because, I mean, imagine if every person in this world lived up to who they're capable of being. Wow, is all I can say about that. Wow. Wow. But I love to work with people who travel, who think outside the box, circle, square, whatever you want to call it, and who understands the need for a team or community while still maintaining their autonomy of mind. So basically, I'm saying that I want to be able to have someone that can have a discussion around, but also be willing to have their own opinions. That's very important to me. And I love working with people like that. Well, I will caveat that by saying I don't want anybody who's going to question my every move. Because I'm big on just really making sure that that person understands their options. As I mentioned, I love when people are able to make informed decisions. So why did I create this show? I created this show to define the word platform. The platform on which you will stand. I'm about using health as a platform. I see a lot of people are not really motivated to do anything about their health, wellness, and well-being. And I think that's really because it's not tied to anything. It's just like anything else, any other goal or any other thing that you want to achieve. It has to be tied to a why. And we say that a lot in our, you know, in my business community. It must be tied to a why. So I created the show to connect your why to your health to enable all of it to skyrocket at the same time. So I love to say that my clients and my tribe use health as a platform to live more, make more, and be more. Because again, when you're healthy, whatever that means for your body, because I don't do one size fits all and I don't do cookie cutter. You're too special for that. You are too special for that. But when you're at your best, you are going to live a more vibrant life. You are going to make more money, make more love, make more everything. It's just a given. When you're able to think clearer and be more, you're going to be more productive. You're going to be more motivated. It's just a fact. Health is not the end. It is a tool for more. And I know everyone may not agree with that. And maybe you're not a great fit for my tribe. We're not a great fit for each other. That's fine. There are plenty of people out there talking about health, wellness, medicine, and every other oodles of topics out there. But I welcome you if you want to understand how health is not the end. It's just the beginning. And how to use it as a tool for more in your life. I am so happy that you're here and listening to the show. And I hope you tune in weekly as I chat with you like this for about 10 to 20 minute segments on health, mindset, travel, wealth, living life before retirement. And I really would love that to just have our chats weekly and just talk about all these cool things. Because you're going to send your questions in too. And we can chat. You know, we'll have a chat. We'll talk about different topics and how they relate to life. It's really great to have those stimulating discussions. I mean, I'm that friend that will encourage you to be your best now. No waiting. I don't care if you need to lose 20 pounds. It doesn't really matter if you only have $5 in your bank account right now. That is right now. Your current circumstances do not need to equate to what you're capable of being. Don't be stuck there. And if you tune in weekly, I will make sure that you won't be stuck there. So my friend, tune in and we'll just chat and we'll have a great time. And I will also interview key experts who will share their philosophy on living your best life now in health, business, wealth management, lifestyle, and more. So those interviews will be about 45 to 60 minutes, jam-packed with vital information and vital wisdom. Any guest that I invite on my show, I want to make sure that they provide a lot of knowledge, a lot of really good, great, practical, applicable information. And of course, they'll mention what they're about, but majority of the show is about you. You. So stay vitalized and stay tuned, green smoothie style, and just really, really embrace this Go Beyond Health, using health as your platform to live more, make more, and be more. This is Dr. Stacy signing off, and I look forward to our weekly chats. Thanks for tuning in to the Go Beyond Health podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Stacy Mobley. If you enjoyed the show, please leave a 5-star review here on iTunes and make sure to head over to simplehealthtalk.com to subscribe for your free health and beyond updates to keep you productive, motivated, and prevent that noontime energy crash. Stay tuned for upcoming episodes on topics related to health, business, and mindset from key expert interviews and I.